Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
What are the top three lessons that you guys learned or took away from InvestFest?
Who wants to go?
I'll start. I think, I always listen when billionaires speak. I listen when everybody speaks, but I'm very, very attentive when billionaires speak. So
that was like a stunt right there.
No, that's reality.
I mean, how many people have conversations with billionaires?
No, I'm not having this conversation when they speak. All right. I don't have to have a conversation to hear somebody speak.
Got you.
So I didn't have a conversation with Dan Cathy, but I heard him speak. So when Dan Cathy, he was using a lot of analogies, and he was saying how, orchestra, every person in the orchestra has to perform at a high level for the music to sound how it's supposed to sound. And he said, never dumb down the music based off of the talent of the orchestra. Get better talent in the orchestra to fit the composition of the music.
Mm-hmm.
That's extremely valuable, Jim, for entrepreneurs, business owners, just people in general.
Yep.
Another thing that I took away was Tyler Perry, when he told us about partnerships, working together. And he was like, the problem that most people have is they try to get too much too fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, there's nothing wrong with getting small pieces, because you're getting small pieces here. He's like 5, 10, whatever, just small pieces of different things, as opposed to just trying to get a large chunk of something up front, mm-hmm. which could potentially ruin a relationship or ruin a deal. And I thought that that was valuable, because he's somebody who has done probably the best job of maintaining his independence, but he understands even that there's still value in collaboration. So even when he was talking about, like, you know, working with BET, and he's like, you know, there's certain, you don't have to do every single thing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with partnerships, collaborations, small pieces here and there. And the way he kind of broke it down, it made a lot of sense to me. Even, you know, him working with Hollywood studios, renting his studio a lot. So that was something that was real big for me, as far as that collaborative effort, that collaborative piece that he said. And then also from Steve Harvey, what I got from him was that perception is not always reality, but you can't worry about that. You just got to keep going. And when we told the White House story, which we'll be putting that out soon, but people are very fickle, and people will love you today and they'll hate you tomorrow. But you can't worry about that. Like, you can't, you know, worry about what people on the internet are talking about. You just got to stay focused on what you're doing. Because winners don't have time to talk about other people. Only losers talk about other people. So if you're winning, you just got to stay focused, keep the blinders on, move forward. And people will come back around. Even if they hate you today, they're going to love you tomorrow. That's just how it works. And that happened to him a few times, the Miss Universe thing, the Donald Trump thing. And now he's back on top. So
yeah. You
just got to stay the course. So those are three things that I took away from three different people.
Yeah, that's incredible. So I'm going to start. The first thing I wrote them down was the value of humility. And it was so random. I was walking out of backstage, actually going into the vendor marketplace, and I see this gentleman with this sky blue blazer on. He had like 4 bags in his hand. And I saw like one of the staff just randomly walking with him. And the young lady walked up to me and said, can you help this man? He's trying to find the speakers, where the speakers are supposed to go. And I looked at her and she had no idea who the gentleman was. And I looked and I said, Mr. Cathy, I'll take it from here. I'll walk you where you need to go. And he looked at me and said, hey, how you doing? What's your name? I'm like, Troy. I'm like, pleasure to meet you. And he was like, oh, pleasure's all mine. Here's a card. He gave me a Chick-fil-A card. Dan Cathy is the former CEO of Chick-fil-A, who passed it down. Obviously, he had a conversation with Dave Shands, but he was just trying to find his way, right? And so I noticed the bags. He had about 4 bags. And I said, look, what are all these bags? And he said, I was just walking around the marketplace and people just kept giving me things, so I kept taking it. I actually got a cool cigar. And in my mind, I'm like, wow, like this guy, literally the wealthiest man in that room was Dan Cathy. Walked around unassuming. It felt like it was an episode of Undercover Boss. I'll be honest with you, because every time he walked, no one realized who he was. I mean, he had a badge on,
it was very legendary,
with his name on it. And people still didn't realize it was him. And I was just like, wow. Even with that, like the humility that he showed every time he met someone, it was so impressive. It was, how are you doing? Nice to meet you. What do you do? What brought you here? I watched him I introduced him to Don Peoples, and I was in awe, because they're having this $1 billion conversation right in front of me. He wanted to know about the Affirmation Tower. Donahue Peoples wanted to hear about what he was doing in the west side of Atlanta. And I'm just sitting there like, this is what InvestFest is. Like, these type of conversations, putting people in positions and in rooms where these conversations could be facilitated. And even after that, He looked at me and said, thank you for showing me around. I appreciate it. Let's take some pictures. And I'm like, wow. Like, to have his level of success, but to also have his level of humility was incredible. So that was my first thing. The second one, and I kind of live by it. And I know Pachai, he gets frustrated with me sometimes, but I look at the sky. And Steve referenced it when he gave that reference of looking at the wall. And Tyler kind of gave it during his interview when he's like, if I'm looking at the lights, I don't know what people are doing in the seats. So I got to focus on the lights. So like anybody saying anything, like I always, and Ian, you know this, like you say something about me, man, you're not going to hear a reply because I know what the focus is.
If you mastered
that.
I will not be distracted.
I will not be distracted. And so just having that laser focus on the bigger picture, the bigger vision, and not being distracted, not letting anybody take me off my path. And so to hear him confirm that, I was like, ah, yeah. And sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do, but I know it's the right thing to do.
I know. Good point. Right. I'm learning. Trust me, I'm trying.
We go back and forth with that. Like, nah, some things need to be addressed right now because they need to be addressed. I'm like, nah, bro. Let's just. It don't matter. It don't matter. So we go back and forth. And the third thing was that impact has no boundaries. Like, impact has no boundaries. The amount of conversations that I heard from the people who were in attendance this weekend was incredible. And the stories came from all over. They came from all types of different professions. They came from all different backgrounds. But you just never know. You never know what one episode or one piece of information can do. I actually, last night, was talking to a gentleman. I told him I have to change my story now. I used to say that people were showing me like, hey, they made $100,000 in their brokerage account. And it was because of a piece of information. This gentleman last night said, Troy, I started listening to Market Mondays in April of 2021. I have seven figures in my brokerage account. But y'all, I can't pay y'all for what y'all have done.
Yeah.
And so like, you just never know where the message is going or where the impact is going to go. So that's why you just got to keep delivering. You just got to keep delivering. You kind of keep adding value and kind of like what we're doing tonight. It's just continuously be consistent with that. Because you never know. You never know what one piece of information can do for somebody.
Yeah. Let me just follow up that real quick, Ian, before you go to Dan Cathy. First of all, 7,000 people on YouTube, hit the like button, please.
Love you guys.
Dan Cathy situation is interesting. He came early. That's one. So Dan Cathy's worth $7 billion. You should know that because it's important. So he came early. He's on time. He's early. And he has a suit on. He's very unassuming type of guy, like probably like 5'6", something like that, 5'7". And he has a jacket blazer with a name tag. And his name tag said Dan T. Cathy. And the position, it didn't say CEO. It didn't say family. It doesn't say any of that. It says customer service. Mm-hmm. That's his title. Dan T. Cathy, customer service. And he came by himself. not one person. He came by himself with a Chick-fil-A bag and a Chick-fil-A name tag and was just walking the vendor marketplace. So I say that to say there's a few different lessons in that. You never know who you're speaking to. Now, if you read the name tag, even if you didn't watch Market Mondays and you didn't hear us telling you who Dan Cathy was, you might have really thought he was customer service. You might have thought he was customer service. So he might have... A billionaire might have been at your booth having a conversation with you and you might have saw a customer service on his name tag and you might have thought that he was customer service for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You might not have known that you was literally speaking to somebody worth $7 billion.
It's not even Mike. That's the crazy part. It's not even Mike. Somebody's listening to this right now because he was at their vendor booth.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
So I say that to say,
about that.
I say that to say, it's important to get to places early first. That's a big key. Because all the vendors wasn't even there yet because it was before 10 o'clock. So it's important to be early because you never know what can happen. And it's important to just speak to everybody. Like, you never know who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. You never know what can happen.
Yeah, it was real undercover boss. The young lady... I was like, after I was leading, I'm like, ma'am, do you know what it is? She was like, no, he just seems like he was lost. I'm like, okay, no problem. He's going to be on stage in a little bit. He'll let you know who he is.
All right, Ian, what's some of your lessons?
Number one lesson, combination of Steve and Tabidi. So it was when Steve was like, don't focus on your haters. So when I was talking to Tabidi, you know, Tabidi cool as a fan. He like, yeah, bro, like anytime anybody hate, just help the people that love you more and help the audience more. And me and Ty and Dom and people was talking about it. It's like, well, if we get any pushback, just take that energy and push it back into Red Panda, into the community, to earners, like to give more, make people more. So like the supreme focus that Steve's has, I can see how he can take adversity and use it as energy and channel it into something bigger. Because let's not, like, Steve has reinvented himself a couple of times, and let's not act like he isn't one of the best business moguls there is right now. Lesson number two, I think is really important, even as you grow, to show love and remain a fan of people that you were fans of before. Like, just, I'm seeing, you know, me show love to Keys, Trap, Matt, Him 500 come through, Maddie, like, it's so much, because I know we always talk about collaboration, but not often do we go out of our way to express love. So Trap brought me out last year. He was about to go out. I grabbed the mic. I said, bro, I got to bring you out. Trap had tears in his eye. I'm like, bro, why? You dope as hell. Like, you made room for me, created a path to make it easier for me. And then he returned a favor the next day. So I think outwardly showing love, and Trap and I don't have like an affiliate arrangement or LLC behind the scenes. Like, it's just genuine love between us. And I think if more people did that, I think the economies would become even bigger and will quintuple in maybe a 2 or 3 year period, because now you have synergy between audiences. And then number three, just help the most. All the people that I saw who had the greatest impact, Tyler Perry, Steve, Dan, they just helped the most people. That's why I got so emotional when I was on stage, like feeling that love from everybody in the crowd. Because whether you've seen the show one time and you know, you don't like some of my takes, but you can't deny that, like, I give my all to try and share like hedge fund level information to our community for free so you guys can make money from it. And the outpouring, like when you're real, and I know people ask you guys all the time about building a brand, the core of it, like, in white communities, they may say authentic, be authentic. In our community, we'll say keep it real. Universally, the more honest and real you are, the more people will gravitate to you. Like, I met some brothers at the Mid Business event who are from Florida in real estate. They're like, hey, Matt doing a seminar. I'm like, Matt doing it? He like, yeah. I'm like, man, I'll do it. He like, what you gonna charge me? I'm like, nothing. If Matt doing it, I know y'all gotta be legit. He was like, bro, I appreciate it. Did the drop there. So it's just like about giving more, but seeing how gracious Steve was, taking time to say hi to everybody, Marjorie, like Tabidi, the whole team. I think the answer is just to give more, be kind, and stay incredibly focused. I mean, it was 1,000 gems I took away, but those were the main three.
Shout out to Dame Dash and DJ Envy. They had a moment also. That was when I trapped, he was like, he's watching it backstage, and he was like, yo, I just realized what y'all did. Like, to me, that was one of the most legendary moments of InvestFest too, because Dame Dash helped set the tone for financial literacy, this whole movement 7 years ago, however long it was, when he went on a Breakfast Club. Shout out to Wall Street Trapper with the $500 super chat. And he went on a Breakfast Club and had that, you know, that episode, and he was going at Envy, kind of, you know, he was having kind of a, you know, banter, but that's part of life. You know, brothers argue, brothers fight, but ultimately, you know, maturity always wins out. And absolutely, I thought that was very big of DJ Envy to say in front of 12,000 people that he thanked Dame Dash and said that he gave him an opportunity early on, and he's grateful for that opportunity, and he has a high level of appreciation for Dame Dash. Yeah. So I thought that was dope for that to happen on InvestFest stage, to come full circle moment for the culture.
Don't Trap get on Zoom.
Trap, send him the Zoom link, please.
Yeah, let's see. Trap, I'm about to send it to you right now, my brother.
Trap gonna be like, King.
Yeah.
If you're interested,
just give the people 5 minutes, please.
Let's see if he pop on.
Let's get him on if he's interested in coming on. In the meantime, we'll get some questions going too, as we wait for Trap to do a last minute Market Monday surprise. You sent him
Trap and Josh are so dope too. Like, that energy, killing it.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, we had a great conversation about that earlier. He was just like, what that meant, right? It was like, coming where he comes from, speaking how he speaks, but giving so much information and so much knowledge and so much passion, it just meant so much to him to stand next to, you know, something or entity, right? Because when people think Josh Brown, they see Frank Holland, they think traditional financial education, and to have him on the stage and showing like, look, this is a way we can educate our people as well. It was just a dope moment. You know, like he could stand his ground with anybody in the field. And so that meant a lot to him, and it meant a lot for us to make sure that moment was curated just that way. So it was dope, man. Yeah. Like, that's our brother. We've been on this journey for 3 years now, man. So to see his growth has been incredible. To see the growth in all the guys, like him, 500, we had a great conversation with as well. So it's dope,
always,
man.
This guy always got a trick up his sleeve. I went to the Rick Ross's Sprinter van, and I saw the recession-proof jersey. I said, all right.
We even say that. We just like,
I know what he's up to.
He always got a trick, bro.
He's got the mascots.
But it's a good lesson. Like, with an opportunity that big, like, even for me, like, the prep time for the stage show, like, for those of you who haven't seen me live, man, please, if the performance was fire, please put fire in chat and let the people know. Like, you have, like, because people's like, man, I wanted to see you at the party. I'm like, I'm going to be real with you. If I don't perform, I'm going to be at the party with y'all every year and never on stage. I'm going after Tyler.
You're at the party.
Got to push some shit out.
Every year.
And set the bar higher on stage shows. Shout out to everybody in the Rebellion. So, and it's a good business lesson. When you have a moment when people are not looking at you as necessarily as a star, celebrity, right? You have to perform like a star. Because I'm never thinking of people in the financial space, I'm like, shit, what if the boy Drake come get up here and he learned futures? Because he's doing a gambling thing.
Well, that's
what if Cardi come up here?
This is a good lesson that Chris Gotti, one of my favorite people, he told us, he said, this is early on, episode number 23 of Earn Your Leisure. And he said something that I'll never forget. He said, you know, when you go to clubs and like at the end of the club, they'll play like a local artist, like the DJ's just trying to break a record. But when they play it, it doesn't sound the same because it's not mixed and mastered properly. Yep. So he was like, the problem is that local independent artist is not competing with local independent artists. They're competing with Drake and they're competing with Rihanna. So the quality of the music has to sound the same. And I told Troy and I told Mike that early. We was having issues with audio. And I told him, I said, look, nobody cares that we just started a podcast. We're not competing with people that just started a podcast. We're competing with CNBC. We're competing with, you know, all of these guys at the top. Like, that's our competition. Even though we just started, we're on the same podcast charts. So we can't say, oh, we just started, so, you know, give us some time. We have to compete with the people at the highest level if we want to be at the highest
level. Very beginning.
Very important lesson.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
Yeah. You can't have any business owner, please listen. Everything that you do has to be a level up. Because, like, honestly, people are picking between InvestFest, baseball, not going, live streaming, so you have to make it entertaining. Also, too, to also deliver information that's impactful, that is practical, and put on a good stage show is really tough. But that's what our people are coming to see. It's not just information. It's not just entertainment. You need a combination of both. And for anybody who joined off, I want to say this too. Once I get all the emails, you guys get signed up in Stock Club next week. So I just wanted to make that announcement. So you'll be in next Monday after I get the emails. But make sure as a business owner, you shock on the same in the vendor space. Trap, phenomenal space. M500, phenomenal space. Like, and everything has to get bigger and bigger. And you have to continue to level up across the board.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.